I was wrong about something. The land of Mu came forward in Ariel's art, and I assumed that Lemuria and Atlantis were one and the same. My husband was in the shower listening to a guy on Rumble speak about Atlantis and Lemuria, and I thought it was so strange that I just did a reading on this, and he just so happens to be listening to someone on Rumble talk about the difference between Atlantis and Lemuria. So he sent me the link. And think not that this wasn't in divine timing. Of course it was. It was the invisible realm talking to me the truth about Ariel's piece. So what it's saying is that Atlantis represents Adam and represents a structured reality that wanted to put humans as a, wanted to make humans a slave, wanted us to be dumbed down. That the atoms were clones. That certain atoms, there was Mark 1 and Mark 2. And if you're Mark 2, you're a clone. And the Mark 1 Eves became Lemurians, and they were more associated with the Eve energy. And they were very powerful, and they stuck to their original knowledge. And they separated themselves from the Atlanteans because the Atlanteans were very like male-minded, severe, thou shalt not, and you're going to hell, and do as I say, and obey my commandments, all the while not reminding you, guess what, the Holy Spirit is within you, do the will of the Holy Spirit, you know, in a gentle, kind way. It's this written word law that keeps you in servitude. But the Lemurians were about Eve, and Eve was the unwritten word. Anyway, so I'm going to show you guys the lecture. It's a little long, where he talks about the bitten apple. He talks about Lemuria. He talks about Atlantis, and he talks about the snake. Then, for those of you who really get into symbolism, in the looking glass, there's two people. One person on one side of an apple, the vesica piscis, the bitten apple. The other on the other side. One is associated with the snake. The other is associated with this male-dominated being that we saw had the name Allah above it. And so the separation of people was a separation between those who feared God and were servants of God, like slaves and clones, versus those who wanted to hold on to their original power. Their original connection, almost like your halo technology. You had the ability to hear the Holy Spirit, so you didn't really do the will of the written word because you're more connected with the unwritten word, which is the Eve technology. So this is going to be a long video, but for those of you who want the truth from the Holy Spirit, from Eve technology, and you get into symbolism and you're an alchemist, all right, and you're ready to break away from that slave mentality, this is the video for you, and this is also for Ariel. Okay, it's a very, very important message for all of us to understand the difference between Atlantis and Lemuria, the land of Mu, the motherland.
Forbidden fruit motif turning up. Now, first of all, even just as a totally innocent, and I do this with the kids when we're looking at this kind of symbolism, what on earth has a symbol literally from the Bible, from a religious, theocratic, you know, so-called religious, non-scientific book, doing as a corporate logo for one of the most powerful scientific communities in the world? Not only is it striated in the symbols of the chakras, which bothers me enough, but it's even an apple with a bite out of it, literally saying, we, the silicon guys, are providing you with the forbidden fruit. Why that tie-in? Why are they doing that? Why are they associating something of the spiritual and the theosophical with their scientific? There may be a reason. There may be a reason why they're using the serpent. There may be a reason why the word Pentium, if you put the S-E-R on the front of this word that doesn't mean anything in English, you'll soon see what it means. Because that word means nothing in English. And that's one thing we look out for when we're looking at the corporate logo thing. About the 70% of all the products we buy that are even in your refrigerator at home and certainly in the Safeways and everywhere else, they don't mean things in English. Is that just marketing jargon? Would you think not? You think that a merchant would want to sell his product as easily and as quickly as possible, yet 70% of the products do not mean anything in English, but they certainly do mean something in Latin, Greek, or Hebrew, or one of the old magical languages. Because that's the idea, is for them to communicate with something deep inside of you. the inner intelligence, the intelligence within. What are we talking about here? Francis Crick, the so-called discoverer of DNA, hardly, in his book Life Itself, he too suggests an extraterrestrial origin for life. He just died last week. He suggests that life in microscopic form may have been sent to other planets by alien beings in suitable protective vessels, etc., etc., etc. He's basically telling you that. One thing I really wanted to draw your attention to is this corporate logo bit. Look how here they've got the future of medicine, right? So in other words, it's an article in Time magazine that they're trying to talk about the future of medicine. But are they saying something else with the symbolism? You have the DNA spiral, do you not? And you have what else? Right. So the left brain, they're telling you one thing, but with the right brain, they're telling you infinitely more. But because we're brought up in a society that is symbol illiterate, hey, it's a cute picture. Let's read the article. Is there evidence of cloning? Read this with me now, together, after what we've been talking about. First of all, no, let's look at the right brain message. Look what we've got. Cloning humans, right, is the title, but the imagery is from where? Again, from Genesis, from Leonardo, from Michelangelo and his depiction on the Sistine Chapel of God making man. You see, so what they're doing, they're completely without legal precedence, without any moral precedence, linking artistically something from the world I'm talking about and putting it in with their own. But if you as a spiritualist try to use some scientific evidence, go, oh, no, that's all taboo. You can't do that. You can't, you know, go over here into the science world and start proving your theories, but yet they do it all the time in reverse. But let's just read this about the thing about cloning. Read this chapter from Genesis. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, right? And brought her unto man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Remember I was saying yesterday that when you look into these old antique folk, stories and magical tradition, we can now update them because we know a lot now, even in the last 20 years, about new science. Well, look what you can read into that when you know we know about cloning. I love this bit where it goes, and she shall be called woman. It's like one of these Kirk Douglas, you know, Cecil B. DeMille movies. And she shall be called woman. Okay. Now comes something so interesting. It's just... We talked about that we would try to, you know, at least approach a solution to this whole Garden of Eden, Genesis conundrum. Because we've been sitting around waiting for 2,000 years for the priests to do it, right? Anyway, Adam is happy in the garden, digging, bringing them tea and coffee, and changing the channels for the masters, you know, and all whatever else they're doing. And totally, you know, dumbed down, having the faintest idea what in the world is going on. But you see, what was happening over in Lemuria is Mark 1 man, right? That's the Adamic, Lemurian, sons of the serpent entities, Homo Atlantis, is left. They're free. But they know that as soon as they're gone, their Atlantean master is going to be up to something. So they've been watching them. They've been keeping tabs on each other. And lo and behold, the Lemurians do find out, in fact, that the Atlantean warlocks have gone back to the drawing board and now have a new, you know, servant serving them. But you see, as the fact that they have the conscious, what we would now call the conscience, and because they are spiritually endowed, they have a quandary, don't they? Because it's like, hold on a minute, we've got free, but now these guys have spliced their DNA again, and they've created Adamic man, but isn't Adamic man and Eve sort of cousins to us? Because what do they have in common? The human element. So now they get this quandary. Do we get free and just let them suffer in the garden, or what do we do? So the Lemurians decided, the sons of the serpent became aware of their creator's second experiments. They had a dilemma, realizing that the race of Adam was in fact kindred to themselves because they both possessed what might be called the human DNA. It was therefore decided that representatives would be sent to Atlantis to dialogue with the enslaved and dumbed down Adams and Eves. Thus we have the story, corrupted later, of the serpent entering the garden. Not as a deceiver, but as a revealer, right? As Michelangelo is trying to show you here, if you study the imagery carefully. Is this the symbol of the evil serpent that is waylaying people? Or is it that he's rising them up from their supine and submissive position? Okay? Leonardo is telling us something. And do you notice how the serpent is around the tree of life? Look at the beauty of this man's work. That he's literally is showing you that the serpent is around the tree of life and is awakening or reaching out to Adam and Eve. Adam is somewhat in a resistance, but Eve is not. There's a certain turning. There's a certain recognition here. The sons entered the garden and spoke with their genetic cousins. They counseled them to throw off their chains of servitude and accompany them back to Lemuria, where they would be initiated into all that had been hidden from them. It is written that the Adams were resistant to the invitation, but fortunately the responses of the Eves was different. And this brings us to the point that I was trying to make yesterday. So would you be. So would you be if you met these individuals. And they say that the Eves were extremely attracted by the magnetism and the power and something about these beings. They had somewhat of the recognition. It's possible that the Earth strain of DNA was a little bit stronger in the women than it was in the Adams. So they had for a more of a mysterious attraction to the Adamic, to the Lemurians, because of the fact that they were highly awakened beings. So they couldn't get through to the dumbass Adams at all. Right? But the Eves were willing to give it a...
So when we look at Ariel's piece, the divine feminine, Eve, and I've always told you guys this bitten apple Eve technology is about your biofield. It's about plasma and what the deceivers bite off of your apple. All right. They are the wolves. Eves are the vampires. We are the ones that live forever. The wolves are clones. All right. So here's the snake, and there's this technology that comes from Cygnus and the Holy Spirit and the dove that has the olive branch here. This is Eve technology. And on this side, new beings, powerful beings that walk on water, masters that walk on water, are going to birth out of this new earth from the Lemurians, the land of M-U, which is Mu, right? But the Atlanteans, there's nothing birthing out of here. The reason nothing is birthing out of here is because they are clones, according to what that guy says. But also the Lemurians, time travel, they go through stone. There's something about how stones have a special power and they know about that power. And Ariel is here to literally raise up as an initiate the information that was lost to us from the Lemurians. For those who are brave enough to step out of the Atlantean religious cult of servitude. And the second piece also has MU. So you can see MU, MU, and the Holy Grail, and using power and technology that comes from Tibet, which is a mountain that's called the Skull, and how we are lighting an eighth flame above our head, which gets us out of the servitude of seven continents, seven seas, 7 days in a week, seven colors to the rainbow, 365 equals 14, which is seven and seven, and the seven curses of Cain. This eighth flame is going to ignite within our hearts, and we are going to step into EVE technology, which seems to be a spell of sorts where when you're waving your wand, you wave it in a circular position, which is telepathy. So this is a dolphin here, and this is helping us understand that the Holy Grail is your ability to activate your halo technology and have dominance over the lower worlds, because you have activated something that was dormant inside of you, because you may have been an Adam, but now you've stepped into Eve, and this is an activation, and it is an initiation where you're learning so many things about balance, but you're also learning about the real, where you really come from, is the land of Mu, which is Lemuria. To be a bitten apple means that you are stuck on an endless cycle, never having the ability to move to the Fibonacci sequence. The only thing that allows you to move off of the Fibonacci sequence is a third ring of power. This is what they bite off of your apple, okay? And this is the holy dove. The holy dove that is bitten off of your apple. It's plasma, really. So the 21 gates of the underworld of Osiris is a promise of never leaving it. You'll never leave it. You will always be a slave. You will always be a clone. You will never be more. But remember, in numerology, Jesus left the Bible at 12. He died at 33. 33 minus 12 is 21. When you go through the deathless death, you will enter into 21. And then 22 is the second flipping of the sun. 33 is the third flipping of the sun, which represents a third ring of power, moon, earth, and sun. 44 represents divine marriage of flesh and spirit, and 55 represents Eve technology. 55 is EE, all right? So once you get out of 21, what you have is 34. Now, we said that the name 1 comes to 34, Neo comes to 34, and Allah comes to 34. The one infinite God is supposed to be Aleph. But A-L-E-P comes to 34 without the H. What comes to 34, which is the true master of your destiny and your Fibonacci, your ability to grow your soul out of an endless hamster wheel, is M-U. M is 13, U is 21. When you add these together, they take you to a place where you enter into the one infinite God. This is Lemuria. Once you enter into Lemuria, you will go through a school called Eve. When you get to 55, this is 10, but it's also EE. Here, it's called a den of ease. It's Eden and Eve. All right, it's a numerical place. From there, you will make it to 89 and then 144. All right, here you're free. Free from what? Free from acting and behaving as a slave. Now, there's a lot of people who will still act as a bitten apple. They are the Atlanteans. The Lemurians, that is not their destiny. And Ariel, that's not your destiny. But you're also here to rise Lemuria in the consciousness, not only of yourself, but of others who are hearing it and are not so sure. They're not so sure. Should I be a rigid religious person? Or should I do the will of the divine feminine, which is the Lemurians? And am I willing to surrender my worldly ways and grow myself into what this Holy Spirit wants me to be? And so once you hear that voice, then you are free from the underworld of Osiris and you enter into this numerical school that really strengthens your biofield. You will get 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 rings of power all the way to infinity. And so all these sacred geometrical shapes will turn you into basically Metatron. Metatron is every sacred geometrical shape in one, and that is the destiny. The destiny to be everything and nothing, no one and everyone, through taking your biofield and growing it like an embryo instead of someone biting it again and again and again. In conclusion, Ariel, you are on the right side with the snake, with the stone, time travel, using a wand and being able to dominate the written word by being the unwritten plasma electrons, which governs reality itself. The land of Mu is the land of masters, and they are the Mark One original spirit. When you look up there at the top of the page, you can see an apple cut in half. And the apple cut in half, if you guys go to that guy's Rumble, he talks about Vrilya, the Vril that I told y'all, Vril is the one who governs this reality. That the Vrils, the initiation of a Vril force, and the force of the Vril is to cut an apple in half. Well, look at the top of the page. That is an apple cut in half, making Eve, E-V-E, right? All right, so there are secrets to the land of Lemuria and the Muse, And this is plainly telling you, you're ready to hear these secrets and have faith in them and trust them. But be aware that the people who are the Atlanteans, they're going to want to be the ones to make you be quiet. They're going to be the ones who are going to make you feel guilt and shame about the knowledge that you are receiving. They're going to make you feel like you are of Satan or Lucifer. They're going to make you feel like you should be in servitude with them. You know, after all, we're in this together. But there is a separation of worlds. One world on the left, one world on the right. Atlanteans versus the Lemurians. I'm going to say something about the Atlanteans connected to the Anunnaki that I've seen. If you've ever watched the movie Time Travel, the Atlanteans are like those things that lived underground and they eat people. And this one dude with white hair, he puts people under mind control and all this stuff. They're like not nice at all. So all of us keep talking about we want to raise Atlantis. And I even said it in the song that we wrote for your piece here. Atlantis, rise within our hearts. No, it's actually Lemuria. So let's go back to the drawing board. Let's all consider what this information is telling us, that the separation of worlds is between the written word versus the unwritten word. The atoms, the original atoms versus the cloned atoms. Your ability to activate your halo technology and to become what your original design was and step into the initiation of the Lemurians, or just become a mindless slave like the rest of the world. All right. And so just understand this separation and understand that you have the ability to rise up out of suffering and out of limitation and out of this slave mind and into a world where you become the Fibonacci sequence, which eternally grows that number to infinity and beyond.